I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tomorrow's Football Friday at Sports Radio 610. Brian Jones is going to join us to talk a little college football at 11. We'll get you ready for Texans in Jacksonville on Sunday. And then on Sunday, pregame coverage with Sean and Mike begins at 9 a.m., takes you up to the game. And then the postgame with Paul, newly acquired Cecil Shorts, and Sean Pendergast.
AJ, you guys win the first game at Fenway, and you've lost three straight and a couple close ones late. How much do you believe in your team that they can pull this off?
I firmly believe in our team. This series isn't over. Again, what do you expect me to say, right? I mean, I'm gonna back my boys. We're a really good team, and this has been a really really tough series. Obviously, we haven't won the last couple nights, but I like our team's chances tomorrow. JV on the mound, the lineup, the bats that we put up tonight. We'll post just fine.
AJ Hinch, very un-B.O.B. like in that response. And see that, you know, if you want to get into, you know, so you guys were giving us, we were talking the other day and we were comparing McVay and B.O.B. One team's 5-0 undefeated, the other team's 3-3. Of course, he's going to be upset. All right, well, there's a good example of a guy who, let's be honest, had all the momentum going into the series.
Yeah.
Has bleeped the bed three games in a row. Essentially, all right. They're now down 3-1. Are facing elimination literally any minute now. Mm-hmm. As soon as they step on the field tonight. And again, taking the questions and answer them in a very concise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't say friendly, but you know, you could say friendly. But, you know, compared to what we're used to. So there you go. There's AJ Hinch. Little press. Listen, you're the podium critic. Give us your grade of our boy AJ Hinch.
A+. He handled it perfectly, and I think he believes what he's saying. I don't think he's putting on a front. I think he's very confident in what he's got right now. But I will say this: we're going to get into this in 2 hours. What would we be saying if Bill O'Brien had coached a game like AJ Hinch has managed this series? Because we got to be fair to both sides of this. I think if you really wanted to nitpick and point to some things, I think you could be very critical of some of the stuff AJ Hinch has done four games into this ALCS series. And I think he's made a few mistakes and quite frankly, I think that he's been outmanaged by Alex Cora. I think it's fair to say that.
Oh, it's totally fair to say.
Absolutely,
that.
He has.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the thing that bothers me about this whole the controversy about touching the ball. The Astros are getting worked. I mean, and you can talk about any number of things that are going wrong right now for the Astros. We talked about the pitching. You know, you're giving up the.
Would you say that's been his biggest problem? Is it just the way he's managed his bullpen?
Well, not only giving up the runs, but the way he's managed the bullpen. I know you guys weren't happy with taking Keuchel out so quickly. I didn't have a problem with that. But then, you know, obviously yesterday did it again. Using guys too long, taking guys out too soon.
Yeah.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Then you got, you know, Correa not finding the base.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts.
To who? Kemp. Tony Kemp?
You Tony know that Kemp is. Thinking that he's...
How'd you get Tony Kemp and Mookie Betts confused?
Because
huh?
they play the same position. Because they play the same position.
How do they?
Actually, they don't. You know, thinking that he's Willie Mays all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's just all kinds of stuff going on.
That's
beyond that.
Here, and again, this goes back to it being a game of inches. Because if Tony Kemp makes that play, that's the proverbial boom bang boomer bust play where if he misses it, you're scolding him, saying what the hell were you thinking, just get on base, let's get this inning started, versus if he makes that play, then you're saying, ooh, you see, there you go, that's the kind of stuff we're going to need if we're going to make this comeback. So that's kind of been the way this whole thing has played out to some degree for these Houston Astros. And of course, Justin Verlander is on the bump tonight. A couple things from the Twitter sphere here that we're going to jump into for just a hot second. One gentleman, let me get his, I can't get his Twitter handle right off the top here, but asked the question, would you rather put Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight, since it's your last game at Minute Maid, and then put Justin Verlander on the bump in Boston for game six.
Hell no. You need to win this game. You need to get some confidence. You need to go into Boston and hope Gerrit Cole gets a fire under his butt. Because the reality is, you're going to need Gerrit Cole regardless. And maybe Gerrit Cole's stronger now than he was in game two when he was clearly flustered. He couldn't even throw a ball to first base. Mm-hmm. I think you absolutely need to put Verlander on the mound to extend this series. You have to.
You need to win yesterday. Yeah. Literally, you need to win yesterday. You put your best. Who's your best pitcher? Who's your best pitcher that's available? Justin Verlander. Okay, yeah. He goes tonight.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah, he goes tonight. No, I understand the concept if you have confidence in Cole that he can get it done, but there's no more ifs. I mean, you got to throw your best guy out there. The Astros are screwing the pooch on this a number of ways. We talked about it, and the bigger thing is Jackie Bradley Jr. is Ted Williams all of a sudden.
You know he's only got 3 hits in this whole series, right?
Yeah, but 9 RBI.
Right? RBI. All 3 hits, yeah. Man. Are you kidding me?
All of a sudden, Maldonado forgot how to play catcher.
What is that? I've never seen a catcher get the yips.
He's one of the best catchers in baseball.
He's like Chuck Knobloch all of a sudden. He was a Gold Glover last year.
Yes.
He can't even catch the ball.
Maybe this whole stealing signs thing is in their heads. They can't get on, whether it's McCann or Maldonado. Pitchers are throwing the ball all over the place.
Yes.
There's wild pitches, too. It's not just Maldonado. 2 out hits. I mean, Boston is just destroying you with 2 out hits and RBIs.
They are. And is it anybody, and maybe I'm the only one, I know I'm not the only one that's noticed this, but, you know, you look at, you know, Maldonado struggled a little bit, Gerrit Cole struggled a little bit, obviously Roberto Osuna struggled a little bit, and in big moments. Now, Charlie Morton, again, hadn't pitched since September 30th.
He was rusty, man.
He did not look good. I mean, he's throwing wild pitches right out the gate, but those other three, I mean, again, just playing, minor sports psychologist here.
Right.
Those three were not a part of this team last year. These three were not a part of the run. So this is all brand new for them. These situations, and again, these are pressure-packed situations that all three of these guys have been placed in so far and have not responded accordingly, or at least as well as you would have liked, at least for Gerrit Cole, in game two of the series. So, you know, tonight, I mean, here's the reality of it. I do think this team's going to win tonight. Against my better judgment. I do think they find a way to win tonight because the bats came a lot. I mean, the bats, you know, you had 13 hits, you had 6 runs, and you had 13 left on. In fact, in the last 2 games, you've left 21 runners on base if you're the Houston Astros. All right. So, you know, it's not a question of for as bad as Yuli Gurriel has been, for as bad as Maldonado's been, and I'll tell you what, Tyler White is as good at the plate right now as his cell reception is when he calls into the show, okay? Crackly and a lot of what? Huh? Who? What are you doing? Who's that? I mean, Tyler White, for as great as he was in the Cleveland series, for as great as he was in the month of August, okay?
I love that.
The cricket PCS all-star right now of your Houston Astros, him and Maldonado.
And I'm going to say this right now. I said it yesterday. I'm just going to say it right now. This needs to happen, and I actually think it will happen.
Oh, here you go.
I actually think it will happen. You know exactly where this is going. Carlos Correa, it's time for Carlos Correa. It's time for him to bat cleanup because you can sit there and say this guy's hurt. That guy feels great.
Hurt.
He's playing some great shortstop. He's hitting well. He had 3 hits yesterday. Yuli Gurriel's giving you nothing. You need to move your most talented player up. Put Carlos Correa in the 4-hole today, AJ Hinch. Make it happen. Put him back there. He's ready to go. He's ready to step up. This could be Carlos Correa's moment right here. Move him up to the 4 spot, AJ Hinch. This 7 spot doesn't work anymore.
I disagreed with you vehemently yesterday, although they kind of did what I was talking about. Moving,
Somebody else did, too.
Getting Bregman some selection, some protection. Who's that?
Huh?
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You did.
No.
Just go. It's a drive-by. It's a drive-by. Just drive. Just drive.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Drive low. Get with it.
But I do agree with you. It could happen this time. I mean, he's hot now. He's hot now.
You know what this is, right?
What?
It's the sparkle curse.
Is off?
No, it's on.
It's on?
There was no sparkle. Think about it. That picture you sent where all the girl, which, by the way, Marisnik's girlfriend, hey, yo. Gray jeans. Everybody should be wearing gray jeans.
I was grading. I was grading.
I had to look at this like, who's number six?
You weren't the only one.
His girl gets in the back of that motorbike. All you see is back on that motorbike.
I'm telling you.
You weren't the only one.
Yes, sir. But all jokes aside, there was no denim and sparkles last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Maybe there were, but they weren't prominently featured. All I'm saying is, I think the sparkle curse is what we talked crap about the HEB curse, okay? And it may or may not have reared its ugly head. The sparkle curse is real.
He's ready, though. Carlos is ready. We've been hard on Carlos. Carlos is ready. Carlos,
it might be time. It might be time to go ahead and put him where he belongs.
I mean, it is time, and it's time to get him back there, move Yuli back. Maybe that lights a fire under his butt. But Carlos Correa is ready. He needs to bat fourth tonight. He needs to be right there in the heart of the lineup, because there's really not very many people in this lineup that I'd rather have up than Correa right now. He's got it. You got to move him up, AJ. You got to move him up.
Here's the funny thing, and I know we're going to talk about Benintendi's catch, because that's an all-timer. I mean, that is an all-time postseason baseball
play.
Provided
they go on to win.
No, I don't care. I mean, I don't care.
They lose, it's like, okay, it was a great catch.
That's one of the all-time greatest plays. Think about
statement.
You lose the game.
If he misses it. Yeah.
You don't tie it, you lose it. All three guys score.
Yeah. Kemp's at first. Yeah, he's scoring.
The smart play would be to get in front of it, let one run score, throw it in, live to play another dot. No, man. He
went all out.
All out.
What's up with that fan? Because I notice ABC is pretty obsessed with this fan. What's the latest on the interfere fan?
He has not spoken. However, his brother-in-law has. So his brother-in-law, the brother-in-law of Troy Caldwell, I mean, this is coming from ABC 13 here in H-Town, the man involved in the interference call against the Houston Astros in Game 4, says he's fearful. This hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But he's worried that his brother-in-law is going to get death threats over the incident. Scott Crawford, he talked exclusively. Scott, if you're listening, 713-572-4610. We know you've already talked to ABC 13, so the rabbit's out of the hat. But if you'd like to talk to us, go ahead. So he said that he's worried about what his brother-in-law is going to go through.
Where does he live? The Woodlands or what? Heights? Downtown?
He didn't say. He did say this, quote, Troy is getting the bad end of the stick. People are going after his family and his job unjustly. As far as I'm concerned, that's not fan interference. That's a bad call. Joe West is famous for those. That's not good, he added. Yeah, Crawford said he was at his son's football practice. Come on, what kind of football? I mean, I get it. This is Texas, but come on, y'all can't postpone practice or move it up an hour earlier so you can watch the Astros. This is Houston, though, so I get it. He was at his son's football practice when the play that's been the talk of the sports world for the last several hours has occurred. He recalls hearing cheering, and then a few minutes later, my wife sends me a picture and says, that looks like Troy. I said, are you sure? It does look like him. I thought it was a joke. I got home, and guess what? It was Troy. Caldwell believes the call is getting blown out of proportion considering the runners the Astros left on base. Caldwell clearly knows the sports. Quote, we left bases loaded at the end of the game. Listen, Sky's a jack of all trades. You can't say won or lost by one fan's interference. How can you say it was his fault? Even if it was, even if he interfered, how can you say he cost the game? Little newsflash here. Our boy Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lives in Atlanta. So
Texas?
Yeah!
Atlanta, Texas?
ATL, shorty.
After
we go see the Ray Lewis murder site, I say we go swing by our boy Troy's house. Say what's up.
During Super Bowl week?
Absolutely.
Let's go see what's up.
Absolutely.
Oh, that would be great.
Troy, if you're listening, 713 or...
Troy might be listening.
He very well could be. So listen, whether it's Troy or his brother-in-law or anybody that knows the two, yeah, Troy or Scott, if you guys are listening, 713-572-4610. Give us a call. Tell us what happened. Tell us what's going on since. And we're going to be in Atlanta for Super Bowl week. We want to go by and see what's up with Troy.
Yeah.
When all this thing goes down, all right? So
see if he's over it yet.
Because here's the deal. We're not mad at Troy. That's the thing you need to understand. We're not mad at Troy. Troy was doing what anybody else would have done, reached out and reached for that baseball.
I don't blame him.
No, nobody does.
It's unfortunate. It was fan interference.
It happens. But again, be mad at baseball. Don't be mad at Troy. All right, coming up next, Lauren Rue from 1010 XL is going to join us talking all things Jacksonville Jaguars. Switching gears for just a hot minute, and then we'll get back into some Astro talk in the second hour as well. And then we're also going to do a quick expectation scale of your Houston Texans. If we get to it, we may not get to it today. We can always do it on a Football Friday as well. But Jacksonville, 3-3, AFC South supremacy up for grabs on Sunday. What say the Jaguars? We'll find out next. Don't go anywhere.
Ooh. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.